I'm going to be doing a 24-hour obstacle course, which is what is one of the hardest races probably you can do as a non-elite athlete. I've done the Europe's Toughest Mudder. Going through the race, you go through electrocution, ice cold water, all the way through the night. It's running 5 mile continuous laps. For the Europe's was 12 hours, and I'm now doing the 24-hour. It's your body will go through hypothermia. It's almost guaranteed. Obviously, breaking down in every situation it possibly can. I said I'd never do it again when I did Europe's, but I've decided I'm going to try and raise a bit more money for a great cause. Obviously, the money we're raising, it's what people are going through. You know, what I'm going to do is nothing compared to what they go through. So if we can help get a couple of people through into counselling before they make bad decisions, then, you know, the pain I go through will be absolutely fine.
And obviously, it's a particularly close cause to your heart, isn't it? Because I know you were very good friends with Alex.
Yeah, I grew up with Nimmo. Yeah, I grew up with him since I was probably 3 or 4 years old. When we lost Nimmo, I was the one, I made a lot of the phone calls to a lot of my friends to let them know that he'd passed. And, you know, so I think if I can raise money so no one else has to do that, make them phone calls and have a family to go through what the Nimmos went through, then, you know, it's worth every mile that I can run.
Are you able to sort of train for this kind of thing?
So I've started getting back. I used to be quite fit. And then I would say if you'd asked me 2 months ago, I was nowhere near ready. I've lost in the last month and a half. I've been working with a trainer called Dan Brady, who's a good friend of mine. He's helping me make sure I don't get myself injured and stuff like that. I think I've lost about 7 kilos in the space of a month and a half.
Wow.
I'm running five times a week. I'm in the gym twice a week because obviously what I'd like to do is just go to the gym and train, but running's not what I'd necessarily. It's a weird thing. I actually don't enjoy running. I've never been a fan of running, so it makes this job even harder. I think training for it is you just have to try and get yourself to a decent level where you know your body's not going to break down too early. When you start doing ultras and stuff like that, if you look at any of the podcasts and stuff where people do ultra marathons, they'll tell you it's not about like fitness. Like, don't get me wrong, fitness does come into it. A lot of it's mental.
Yeah.
It's going through that pain barrier. So once I reach, I know around about 2 a.m, I'd have been running for 14 hours at that point. That will be my breakdown point where I know it's a common thing in this race. Everyone wants to break down at that point and not go back out. So I've had a very good talk with all of my pit crew that are coming. And it is a case of you get me hot, warm, feed me, and then you chuck me back out. You do not let me sit in that tent.
Just turning to the fundraising, you must be delighted with how that's going.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I keep getting told there's loads of people that are still waiting to put in, but yeah, every penny we raise is massive, you know. So I don't know exactly how much the counseling sessions cost us, but I know it's not cheap. But I know we've already got so many people into a counseling session. It's, you know, every person we can get in, every £10 we get is closer to getting someone past the point of giving someone an extra, you know, few days to be able to sort their head out and stuff like that, and get them past the point of making a mistake that they can't go back on.